Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle.
Time to turn our attention to the business of staycation, because as of July 31st, we have more than 80 hotels that have been approved for staycations, this according to the Singapore Tourism Board.
July 21st, you mean? That was yesterday. You said 31st.
Did I say 31st?
Yes.
July 21st.
Yes.
My tongue is a bit short today.
Well, these approvals come in a time of, there's an ongoing week-long school holiday, of course.
Yeah.
And your favorite.
Hari Raya Haji, yeah, the long weekend.
Long weekends, two of them, in fact.
August
National
9th,
Day
National
as
Day.
Well.
Yeah. Yeah, that one I believe is a Monday holiday because National Day is on a Sunday.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. So, you know, usually when you have these long weekends, you will see demand expected to be strong.
Mm-hmm.
And we are fond of staycations as Singaporeans. We love the idea of having a nice vacation without the hassle of, you know, going overseas, buying a plane ticket and all that stuff.
Totally opposite of me, but but will this be good enough, though, to keep businesses, hotels in business, rather,
yeah,
without the lucrative traveler market and the business travelers, which make up a lot of the revenue for hotels?
You know what I'm thinking, actually? What are the important things that we, as potential staycationers, need to know before booking a staycation? I mean,
there will be restrictions.
There will
sure,
be, right? Yeah. If people are going to flock to hotels, surely there are some restrictions. Surely, you know, some, I don't know, maybe even some checks need to happen. Well, let's find out from Michael Parsons, Vice President, Marketing and Strategic Partnerships, Asia Pacific for Accor. Michael, good morning. How are you?
Very well. Good morning. Thanks for having me on the show this morning.
Hey, thanks a lot for taking the time. Staycation ideas for Singaporeans and those with families, especially since, you know, the activities are probably going to be limited. What can we do at a staycation now?
Look, we've seen from the moment the government announced staycations would return in Singapore, we saw an immediate appetite both for inquiries and bookings once the hotels did receive that STB approval.
Mm.
Of course, we're seeing that people are willing to pay for their hotel experience, but they're looking for exceptional value and, of course, outstanding experiences. So this really means that we're needing to add more into our packages to really deliver that great value for guests. And currently, we have some great staycation deals happening across our luxury hotels here in Singapore. From the Raffles Singapore to the Fairmont Singapore, we've got the Sofitel Sentosa Resort and Spa, and also the Sofitel City Centre located at Tanjong Pakar, open today and offering great staycation packages. So if I think about the Fairmont as an example, they're offering a great staycation offer with more than $150 worth of hotel credits, plus kids do stay for free. If a second room's required, also the hotel's offering up to 50% off on that second room as well. So a great offer there for a city-based hotel. I think about the Sofitel Sentosa Resort and Spa. This is great for a family weekend, and they're offering a bed and breakfast package to include a relaxing spa treatment and signature set dinner from $388 per night. The Sofitel City Centre, as I said, located at Tanjong Pagar, offering a staycation package from $348 in a luxury room, and this is coupled with complimentary afternoon tea and tapas and drinks for two. And if you're looking for the iconic Raffles Hotel, they're offering a suite life staycation from $795 with a complimentary upgrade, breakfast for two in the famous Tiffin room, or even served directly to your suite. And the hotel's offering $100 worth of experimental credit, which can be used by the guest in any of the restaurants and bars that are operated by Raffles, or even the Raffles Spa or the boutique. And, you know, children, you mentioned earlier, really important. We haven't forgotten about the children. So we are looking at personalized amenities for our kids, daytime activities specific to operating facilities in our hotels, and, of course, bedtime stories. We're looking to specially curate them as well for the kids. So some great offers from Accor here in Singapore.
So, Michael, when you mention children stay for free, I always think, their parents are paying for it. So anyway, I know your point. But having mentioned everything you just told us about and the great deals, how does that compare on a regular basis? The rates that locals are paying, are they sort of being given a reduced rate compared to what tourists and business travelers might be paying at a normal time like this?
Look, we are seeing that the rates that are being offered in the marketplace today are still low, mm-hmm. but are not drastically different to what you saw pre-COVID. Okay. And the reason for that is because we do need to kickstart the industry and we do need to hold our business. We have been, a lot of hotels haven't been operating now for a number of months.
Okay.
However, what we are seeing is great offers in terms of value adds and packages. And really trying to create those experiences and curate those personalized experiences. So as an example, if you were to say at the Raffles Hotel, you know, you can do the history tour with the resident historian, mm-hmm. where you can learn the tales in and around that hotel. And, you know, that hotel has such a rich history dating back to when it opened in 1887. I think some of the other things that you need to consider as well around value is think about those passion points as well that really drive you to want an experience in a hotel. And certainly I think food is really important and something that's ingrained in the Singaporean culture. And we haven't forgotten about that. We are offering a lot of great dining offers as part of the packages. So as an example, the Michelin star chef Kurt Westaway, who's an award-winning chef at Jeanne Restaurant at mm-hmm. the Swiss Hotel, has opened up a British summer pop-up restaurant at the Antidote in the Fairmont lobby, and people can enjoy an amazing themed lunch or dinner from $58. So there are a number of different things that we're doing and other hotels are doing for that matter to really entice Singaporeans and residents of Singapore to get out there and experience you know, those hotel packages that they haven't been able to for a number of months.
You know what's scary is that when Michael was reciting all the various good deals earlier on, I found myself
looking into it,
knowing what the price was and saying it along with Michael because I'm planning my solemnization. So I've seen all of these deals, Michael. Gosh, a shocker to me when I saw, whilst planning for my solemnization, I saw things like during the dinner with a maximum of 20 people that's allowed. No mingling is allowed, which leads me to my question. I mean, what are hotels doing to make sure everyone can stay safe whilst trying to enjoy the staycation?
Look, I think that's a really important question, and I'm happy to share that our hotels have received the Singapore Clean certification, and this has been approved by the STB and Ministry of Trade and Industry, and of course, as they reopen to welcome those leisure guests into the hotel. In addition, and to further ensure our guests remain safe during their stay, Accor has also implemented a new stringent cleanliness and hygiene program called All Safe. And this is where guests and staff will actually visibly see these enhanced standards throughout the hotel, specifically in public spaces and high-touch point areas like the room. You mentioned social distancing. We put social distancing in place, certainly as a measure. And, of course, our staff have gone through extensive training around all of the new hygiene protocol and standards, and that's super important, and this is a global initiative. We've also appointed what we call the All Safe Officer, and this person is really there to drive these new standards and make sure that we implement and all the staff are trained correctly and also be that key link to our guests. I think as part of the All Safe program, what we've also done is created a very unique partnership with AXA, and this is to deliver free medical free access to telemedical consultants. And this is to any guest staying in our hotels worldwide. And this, I think, will really be another way to make people feel really confident when they do decide to return to travel. And, of course, you know, people talk about safety and hygiene being fundamentally different. And, yes, there has been new policies put in place, but people expect that, I think, regardless. So, you know, at the end of the day, it is about, you know, a really warm welcome and making sure you deliver that service to all of the guests that come in, regardless if they're staying or just visiting your restaurants and bars. And we're seeing that more than ever. And finally, I think, you know, loyalty for that matter really counts. And at Accor, we've really introduced some new points offers. We've extended status to create better value and experiences to the members of our All Accor Live Limitless loyalty program. So I think these are some of the things that we're seeing and we're putting in place to really reassure our guests when they do come and stay with us.
Michael, Accor has 33 properties here in Singapore. Was it complicated to even get the green light to operate? I mean, can you walk us through the process? Because I own one restaurant and it was very difficult as it is to submit the names of the people who can work. And, you know, there are limits of the number. Back then, during the first circuit breaker, I assume it would be a lot simpler now, or is it still complicated to get this green light?
Look, it's there's a process that's been put in place by STB, and there's a formal application process that has to be done.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, there's a number of prerequisites that the hotels have to meet, SG Clean being one of those, and thankfully all of our hotels in Singapore have achieved that particular grading. As I mentioned, we've implemented the AllSafe protocols, which go over and above that. But certainly, you know, training of staff has to be part of that process. You do have to obviously nominate and detail all those people who are working in the hotel and show
so how strict,
a number of things. Yes.
How strict would you be in implementing these measures, though, in having to think about hospitality as well? Some of your guests, most of your guests will be, you know, wanting a pleasant experience, but if they are not wearing their mask properly or not behaving properly,
yes.
How strict will your people be in making
throw them
sure,
out.
Yeah. Not throw them out, but making sure that, because they are paying customers, making sure that they play within the rules.
No, I mean, that's a very, very valid point. I think, you know, safety, hygiene now is so heightened, and Accor now, we've been operating for over 50 years, and this is not something that we've just turned to overnight. We do take this exceptionally serious.
Mm-hmm.
As I said, we've implemented this new AllSafe protocol around safety and hygiene, and the intensive training for all staff, mm-hmm. I'm talking about front of house staff and back of house staff, to really make sure that they understand the processes that need to be delivered day in, day out are certainly there, and we have the AllSafe officer, whose job is to make sure that that training is done and to make sure that each person is doing the right thing whenever they're on shift and, for that matter, when they go home as well. So we're providing our staff with masks, hand sanitizers, personal protective equipment, not only at work but also to take home. So we are taking this exceptionally serious. I think for a guest to walk into the luxury iconic Raffles, to the Sofitel, to the Fairmont, you will see a difference, and you will see that every staff is committed to delivering the expected new standards that our guests are looking for when they come into our hotels, to have that reassurance.
It will look weird, though. But I'm glad Tim brought up that, that the challenges of owning a restaurant. And Michael, my question to you is that you have quite a number of hotels here in Singapore who are known for their buffets. Now, that's something that's going to be complicated moving forward. I think it's not even allowed, right?
Look, there is obviously new regulations around food and beverage and hygiene, and certainly we've established new COVID-19 protocols and standards as we do reopen our bars and restaurants, which do exceed government and local regulations. This includes that commitment, as I mentioned, to social distancing, mm-hmm. And making sure that tables are spaced accordingly. And we do have a maximum number of diners per table and per group that come in to respect that. As I said, all of our employees do wear masks and gloves, particularly in the kitchen, but also front of house. Sanitizers are available in public areas of the restaurants and bars. And we have implemented new buffet service procedures and enhanced training.
Mm-hmm.
What I have also seen is that our restaurants are also presenting a personal service in terms of when we're delivering shared dishes, personal spoons. But we're also promoting what we're calling a contact delivery. And this is really looking at in-room dining. And we're also designing menus that are single portion rather than sharing sizes. So we've really thought about this to make sure that we're doing all of the right things. So when guests do come into our restaurants and bars, one, they have a great experience, but they do feel as though they've been respected under this new protocol.
Michael, let's talk about the business side of this. Of course, no doubt the hotel industry was hit hard when Circuit Breaker was implemented. In fact, even in the start of COVID-19, when there were a limited number of travelers coming in. So with staycations now being allowed, how do you see this helping the industry in terms of revenue?
Look, I think it's a great step forward to open staycation business here in Singapore. And I think, you know, people are looking forward and excited to getting back and being able to have a staycation in the Lion City. And people do want experiences. They want that dining offering, and they're also looking for things like wellness and other activities. You know, we have seen as we're slowly coming out of this pandemic that people are looking to relax and rejuvenate and reconnect. And I think we are seeing a lot of trends towards wellness experiences, but also, you know, family travel as well. So, you know, for me, I think what's critically important is, you know, that we're ready, that we do have clear communication. So I think that the guest expectations, particularly when they're booking their hotel stay. They're very clear on, I mean, at the start of the introduction, you mentioned around facilities. We need to be very clear around what facilities are open and accessible to guests, what timings might be available, what kids' facilities might be available. You know, this is the type of information that we really need to make sure that we're very clear at that booking process, so that when our guests do come up and check into our hotels, that their expectations are met and that we do deliver that world-class hospitality and bring new experiences and I think create, you know, new lasting memories for our guests as well. But certainly, you know, when it comes to staycations, is it going to drive, you know, business and recovery in Singapore and our hotels? Uh-huh. Look, the answer is yes and no. It will do its job. And we are seeing, as I said, a huge appetite and bookings for the long weekend coming up. All of our hotels are fully booked. But, you know, when you think about the level of international visitors, you know, 90% of all hotel bookings in Singapore last year were from international visitors. Right. So domestic staycations will really never be enough to really cover that. But yesterday, and pleasingly, I saw some news from STB where they announced a $32.5 million campaign to drive local tourism and lifestyle.
Yep.
So I think this is really welcome news for the industry. But, you know, to your point, 19 plus million visitors visited Singapore last year and contributed close to $28 billion in local revenue into the economy. So realistically, staycations can do a job, and certainly we encourage it. We have those great offers, but we do need that international business.
I have a couple of ideas to make it go longer. Hotel hopping.
Hotel hopping?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
You know, you have 33 properties. You can, you know, put up a program where your guests can go from the highest end hotel to the, you know, the budget once and see the difference. I don't know. I just
it's an interesting concept and a great idea. Thank you for thinking of it. I've written that down.
Contact me privately, Michael. I'll let you.
Look, we're going to be opening more and more hotels. As I said, there's a process with STB that we're following. We have four great hotels open today. And, of course, the loyalty program, which we have put in place at Aqualive Limitless, certainly helps drive that stickiness with our guests. Mm. And we do see that a lot of people enjoy being part of that program and visiting, you know, the Raffles and visiting the Ibis Hotel here in Singapore as well.
Definitely a lot for us to look forward to as Singaporeans. We've been speaking with Michael Parsons, who is Vice President, Marketing and Strategic Partnerships, Asia Pacific at Accor. Michael, thank you for taking the time. Take care and stay safe, yeah?
Thank you. Pleasure.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg. or download the SPH Radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.